It's time for our pit stop. Here, we take a brief rest. It's a time to refuel, recharge, and explore shorter topics that are meaningful and helpful to us RVers. Welcome to RV Out West. I'm your host, Brooks. An iconic destination in the pristine waters of the Salish Sea, Friday Harbor is surrounded by natural beauty in the heart of Washington State's San Juan Islands archipelago. The charming town of Friday Harbor is a picturesque waterfront town brimming with charm and character. From its quaint streets lined with historic buildings to its breathtaking natural landscapes, this idyllic destination offers a captivating blend of outdoor adventure, cultural richness, and laid-back island vibes. Visiting Friday Harbor can be as simple as a single-day trek or a part of a larger week-long RV trip up on San Juan Island. As you step foot on Friday Harbor, you'll instantly be greeted by the island's warm and welcoming atmosphere. Meander through the downtown streets adorned with historic buildings, boutique shops, and art galleries, where the island's rich heritage comes to life. Take a leisurely stroll along the waterfront promenade, soaking in panoramic views of sailboats bobbing in the harbor, to sea kayakers paddling around, and the majestic mountains looming off in the distance. Friday Harbor really does invite you to embrace the unhurried pace of island life. For nature enthusiasts, Friday Harbor is a paradise waiting to be explored. You can hike along the scenic trails that wind through lush forests, offering glimpses of hidden waterfalls, pristine lakes, and sweeping vistas. So definitely be sure to bring your binoculars. Adventure seekers can paddle along tranquil waterways, kayak among orcas, or head out on whale-watching excursions to witness these majestic creatures in their habitat. With abundant opportunities for outdoor recreation, from biking and birdwatching to fishing and wildlife spotting, Friday Harbor promises endless adventures for nature lovers of all ages. No visit to Friday Harbor would be complete without savoring the flavors of the island's culinary scene. Sample fresh-caught seafood at waterfront restaurants where delectable dishes are prepared with locally sourced ingredients. Treat your taste buds to farm-fresh produce, artisanal cheeses, and handcrafted wines at farmers' markets and vineyards scattered across the island. From cozy cafes serving gourmet coffee to farm-to-table eateries dishing up Pacific Northwest cuisine, Friday Harbor offers a tantalizing array of dining options to satisfy every palate. You are sure to find a restaurant to your liking, all within a walking distance from the ferry terminal in Friday Harbor. It is so easy to just fall into a place here, as they have some pretty vast selections of restaurants. But I would say, make sure that seafood is at the top of your list when you visit. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the San Juan Island Brewery. As you all know that I do love a good pint of beer, and this place offers some great beers and some wonderful pub food. It's a perfect place to pause and let your barking dogs rest before you head back out for an afternoon of more exploration. Don't miss the bustling farmers market held every Saturday from April to October, where you can sample fresh produce, artisanal foods, and handmade goods from local vendors. It's a short walk of about 0.3 miles from the ferry terminal. Now let's pause right here and hear a word from our friends over at Camper Alerts. The seasons may have changed, but that doesn't make it any easier to find available campsites. Now you can get notified of sold-out campsites when they become available with Camper Alerts. Choose your campground, pick your RV-specific filters, and set an alert. It's that simple. Visit camperalerts.com today and start setting your alerts. Taking the Washington State Ferry out of Anacortes is about a one-hour sailing. The cost of an adult walk-on ticket is $15.85. If you are looking to do a single-day trip, there really is no reason to take your vehicle on the ferry, as you get dropped off right in town and can walk from the terminal very easily. And there's lots of parking in Anacortes. Plus, taking your vehicle on the ferry is costly and will most likely require a reservation, especially in the summer, as it's a highly trafficked route. There are a few great places that you can camp with your RV that will put you no more than 30 minutes away from the Anacortes Ferry Terminal. The closest option is Washington Park, which is an Anacortes city campground, and it's 1.2 miles to the ferry terminal from there. You can also look at Pioneer Trails RV Resort, which is 8.5 miles away. If you're interested in this place, in the past I have done a campground review in a pit stop, so you can go back and listen to episode number 52 for more information about that campground. A little bit further out at 11 miles is the Swinomish Casino and Lodge. They have full hookups and pull-through sites for about $50 a night. If you sign up for their Players Club card, you can also get a 10% discount. The park overlooks Padilla Bay and the Swinomish Channel with magnificent views of Mount Baker, the Cascade Mountains, and often local wildlife. The farthest campground out is 16.5 miles away and is Bayview State Park, which is a great state park also located really close to the Salish Sea. Either one of these campgrounds would be a great place for you to stay at with your RV if you are planning to make the trek out to San Juan Island. One other thing I want to mention is that orca whales migrate during the month of May, and you may just be lucky enough to catch a sighting directly from the ferry boat. The captains are usually pretty good at coming on the PA system and alerting passengers as to where the whales are. Above all, though, what sets Friday Harbor apart is its sense of community and vibrant cultural scene. You can attend local events or festivals, immerse yourself in the island life, from live music performance, art exhibitions, to that farmer's market and other seasonal celebrations. So strike up a conversation with the friendly locals and learn about the island's rich history, traditions, and a way of life. But as you bid farewell to Friday Harbor and set off on a ferry sailing back to the mainland, be sure to take a moment and reflect on your memories made during your visit. Friday Harbor is a charming destination that promises an unforgettable getaway filled with adventure, relaxation, and the timeless allure of island living. I want to remind you that the question of the month is live. Please visit rvoutwest.com and click on the link question to share with us about the first time you visited a national park. You only have 90 seconds, so be succinct, but please share with us. I look forward to hearing about your RV adventures and highlighting them on the show. Again, visit rvoutwest.com and click on the link question. And that means I'm talking to you. Thank you again for listening to RV Out West. I sincerely appreciate it. I'm asking, please go give RV Out West a follow on Facebook and Instagram and share with your RVing friends and family about this podcast. I sure would appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening to RV Out West. Join us again next week. Please like and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you choose to get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. I sure would appreciate it if you left a rating or a review of the show. Special thanks to Scott Holmes Music for providing us the intro song, We Are One. RV Out West can be found on Instagram and Facebook, where you can interact with us and follow along on our RV adventures around the Pacific Northwest. So get out there, explore, and go see what's beyond the horizon.